getting out of bed and getting moving was a challenge, needless to say. I have not slept particularly well for the past few nights and have been unable to catch up on some much-needed rest. Well, I went through the necessary motions of preparing myself for the day, just dreading the necessity of leaving the comfort of my apartment. And as I was waiting for the bus, I ran into this guy that I've run into several times before. Now, he's been experiencing some very difficult challenges over the past couple of years, and he always seems to question whether he will make it successfully into the next day. Now, as we boarded the bus, I listened. I listened as he shared the latest chapters of his story, and there was a dark timbre in his voice as he shared his recent heartaches, the ending of a love relationship, and returning to some very old addictions. The misery in his heart was palpable. Now, one could easily sense the desire for a little love and encouragement, so in our conversation, I was able to gently remind him, through the reflection of his own words, of where he was when we first spoke, and how much he had achieved in a very short period of time, and how it seemed that the path, though challenging, seemed to be clearing the way for even greater things. We were able to shift the view of his recent challenges from pain and punishment to incredible opportunities without diminishing the difficult nature of the choices that were going to be necessary to sustain a positive outlook. Now, by the time we reached our destination, he was smiling, he was laughing, he expressed some hope for where things were going. The presence of this man made my day worthwhile. And if the smile that was elicited was only momentary, it was a step in the right direction, and I had the privilege of being able to witness it. In a matter of minutes, my day was transformed to one of meaning and possibility simply because I extended myself to another. And I would like to believe that his day was transformed as well. At least it appeared to be the case. Success or sabotage? Today, I invite you to create success by making others more successful. Meet people where they are and allow them to be true, absent of any judgment or necessity. Is this going to be an incredible day? Well, for me, the world is truly my oyster. How about you? Until next time, thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate it. Very grateful. I am Mark Ward.
For more, visit askmarkward.com.